Now hit me.
The Grillin' Guys.
Welcome. You listen to the Grillin' Guys. Welcome back, that is. Sorry about that. But we've been talking about refurbing, cleaning equipment, and let's get on the grill. Let's fire one up. This is the time of year when the veggies are plentiful. You know, the three little tomato plants that my wife put in a pot on our deck are like just raining tomatoes right now, have been for about two, 3 weeks.
This year is one of those years that has some like strange growth anomalies like last year did?
I don't know. I don't have a frame of reference.
Corn was like this tall 4th of July.
Right.
And it's 7 foot now. I mean, it's strange. I've got wild cherry trees on my property and they produce cherries, but it's almost all seed and a little bit of red staining device around it.
Right, yeah.
It's like apocalyptic quantities. They're piling up the hickory nuts. They're piling up around the pool.
Acorns are thick too.
My neighbor said the same thing. We have deer between our houses. We live on the back end of 6 acres, and I can barely see his house in the winter, let alone can't see it in the summer. But the deer love going between us and up and down our drive, which is 900 foot long.
Right.
And they hang out in the driveway. They're eating acorns right now.
Right.
And they're gorging. So I'm telling you this, I think we're headed for a winter, and I'm in bad shape on firewood. So I'm sounding the alarm. If you're a fire burner, wood stick burner, you start cutting, buddy, because we might have a surprise this winter.
All right. Well, let me reel this back in. We're going to do some vegetables on the grill.
Now we're shoveling snow.
All right, man. I don't know. but welcome to the grilling, guys. You know that's how we roll. But anyway, vegetables. You know what? Tailgate season is here, too, and veggies always go good at a tailgate.
Yep.
But let's talk about what kind of vegetables you like to cook.
Well,
on
and
the
you
grill.
Said you produced a ton of tomatoes.
Right.
My son called me yesterday and said, "Hey, I want to can some jalapenos." We did a couple box gardens. They live in Easttown.
Yep.
And we have got more jalapenos than we could ever have imagined. It's the same story.
Yeah.
It's nuts. It's this stuff producing. So jalapenos galore. That's a great thing to put on the grill. What do you do with them?
Well, there's a couple ways. It depends on who I'm feeding them to.
Yep.
Because if my guests are not real fond of spicy hot food, I will cut them in half, take out the seeds and the fiber, and then we usually make them into a bacon wrapped jalapeno bowl.
What kind of fiber was that?
Yeah, I know, Bob. It's your favorite. I'm not going to touch on that.
Okay, so. You're going to make boats out of them probably, so
yeah,
they're
right.
A little smaller.
Cut them in half lengthways.
Yep.
It's easier to get the guts out, and two, it creates nice little cup where you can put in whatever
Absolutely.
You like.
It's a canoe.
Right.
It's a canoe. And here's one thing I would add is that it doesn't matter what you put inside.
Not really.
It doesn't.
Right.
You proved that to me. You put pineapple and cream cheese in it once, and I go, "Man, Jappy, you're like, that's like putting pineapple on a pizza. You don't do it."
Right.
It was
right.
good.
Yeah.
It was good. You can put shrimp in them. You can put shrimp in them.
Right. So, you know, because bacon is a staple at my house, when you wrap these things in bacon, it kind of holds the filling in them. It'll seal as it cooks, but always use thin-cut bacon, not thick, because it takes the thick too long to cook, and then the peppers get too soft and mealy in there. So I just
or
like
if it, you do have thick, pre-bake it for 5 or 8 minutes at about 400 degrees.
Yeah.
And reduce it.
Right.
And now you're halfway to the finish line.
Right. Then you can wrap it around there and finish it on the smoker. I enjoy them on the smoker just because I like getting a little bit of that smoky flavor. Depending on the kind of bacon, you may have it already.
Well, I think you like not having to babysit it, too.
Right, yeah. Yeah, the pellet smoker or the if I've got the – typically what it is, if I'm doing pork butts or a pork loin or chicken or something on the smoker.
Big green egg.
Yeah, put it on a big green egg. You can – that big green egg is round, and you put bigger pieces of protein in the center, and you always got a lot of room around the edge, right? So I always cover that with the jalapenos, but – keep in mind your temperature and your time. We started the show with this. Your temperature and your time matter because you don't want to get them too hot, too quick, and burn the bacon because then it gets burnt and bitter before the top gets done if you're in too hot of an area on your grill or smoker. So kind of do it on an offset spot in your – which works fine in my green egg because I've got what they call a plate setter, and that divides the fire from the grate. where the protein's sitting. And I just make sure that the jalapenos aren't over the fire directly, that they're getting radiant heat rather than direct heat. So a little tip there, but because the bacon will burn on the bottom if you're putting them on over direct heat. So I always cook those either on a smoker or indirect on the grill.
Nice. And, you know, when you say time and temperature, they affect each other directly, proportionately directly.
Okay, that's a scientific equation right there.
Well, it's not maybe structured properly, but they have direct impact on each other because 5 degrees of temperature shortens up your time, you know, a minute or whatever.
Right.
So they're directly proportionate.
Right, right. Related. Certainly related.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So and more of one equals less of the other generally.
And you can get it under your belt after a while, you know, just by doing it enough, just like anything, right?
Right. But, you know, even cooking, we're doing vegetables, but even cooking a pork butt, I've done hundreds of those. You've done thousands of them. I know. I have a temperature probe in that every time I cook. I don't go by feel. I don't go by look. You got some telltale signs if it's got a bone in it and the
if
bone starts to
get. You're serving a bunch of people, though. You want to make sure you show up. And,
right. And it's juicy and it's, and it pulls right.
That's where
and,
the thermopen is such a jewel.
Yeah.
You don't have to have probes and everything all the time you're smoking.
Right.
You can just get a thermopen, go to thegrillingguys.com, look on the right side for ThermoWorks, click on the link, get their latest special. We make $5. You get the best thermometer in the world. Made in America, okay?
Right.
So put that baby in your piece of meat. It gives you time and it gives you temperature in under a minute, under a second now. It used to be 3 seconds. Now it's like 0.96 seconds. It's just, boom, there's your temperature.
Right.
It lights up. The screen rotates. It's the best thing you could have in your hand other than a cold one.
Right. And, well, you know what? I think you can operate that thermometer with one hand. So you might have a cold one in your hand while you're doing it. But let's get back to the vegetables. Squash, zucchini, they're like prolific in gardens, right? You don't grow one, you grow 100.
That's right.
And so I'm thinking that what do you like to do with a zucchini?
I'll do the zucchini really quick, but I want to do a tomato. So the zucchini are quick and easy because you can cut them into long spears like your pickle spears.
Right.
And then throw them in a bag, put some cheap zesty Italian in there, put them on the counter for 2 hours max.
Okay.
Throw them on the grill, skin side down at first. Get them nice and hot, and then start turning them so that each side of the cut face gets char marks on it.
Yep.
And just get it to a certain level so that it stays kind of crunchy,
yeah,
but it's warm and a little cooked.
Yep.
Don't overcook it, and squash will never turn anyone off. But if you overcook it, it's the mush your mom made you eat when you were little.
Right.
And now I'm having flashbacks.
And you want it to be, just, it's the texture on that one.
Yeah.
Is that you want it to be a little bit crunchy like a pickle spear.
Yeah.
That's perfect. Great description.
So you said you have a bunch of tomatoes, Jop. You're an entertainer.
Yep.
And I've been on your deck a bunch of times, and you jump. If you get a chance to party on Jop's back deck, you'll notice one thing. He was waiting at the gate for you to get there. This guy has prepared like a feast for you, and you're going to be honored and thrilled to have all this stuff laid at your feet. I learned that the first time I took him to deer camp, and I'll just leave it at that.
might have been the bar I brought with me, but anyway,
So here's something. If you have too many tomatoes, and anybody growing tomatoes this year is going to have a whole bunch of tomatoes because they're prolific.
Yeah,
I mean, they're
year.
Just, yeah.
Big year for that.
So what we used to do in these barbecue classes, I worked with a chef in Chicago, and this was his trick. He would cut a tomato in half, and you can do it in half any way you want, but I would tend to hold the stem up and cut it in half sideways so that at least one of your halves had that flat stem side on it. It'll sit on the grill better. The other side's going to be a juggling act because they're kind of pointy on the bottom end, and they want to roll around on your grate. So you set them halves on your smoker, and then you get crumpled blue cheese, and you pile it up on top of that tomato. And you smoke it at about 300 with a lot of smoke and a lot, not a lot of smoke, but kind of a lot of heat, 3 1/4 to about to where you're almost out of the barbecue range. And you give it about 45 minutes. And that's the first appetizer you pull off before you're going to plate your meal.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you bring those tomatoes out on a little plate with a little fork and knife, and you put it in front of your guest, and they have this weird looking tomato with some smoky cheese on top, they're going to be like, what the heck is this? You cut into that baby and a little smoked blue cheese, my mouth's watering, smoked blue cheese with a nice tomato, And, you know, maybe you don't grow tomatoes, but guess what? There's roadside stands everywhere.
Right.
And that's where you want to get them because they have the good tomatoes, not factory tomatoes.
Factory tomatoes. Yeah. Well, we don't have any factory tomatoes in my house either. But you've been listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, we appreciate you tuning in each and every week. Get out in your backyard. There's tons of time to grill and create some grill envy in your neighborhood. We'll talk with you next week.
See ya.